We begin in Philadelphia, where on January 31st, shortly after 6 p.m. Eastern Time, a Learjet 55 crashed in a residential area near Roosevelt Mall. The aircraft, operated by MedJets for Jet Rescue Air Ambulance, had just taken off from Northeast Philadelphia Airport, headed for Tijuana, Mexico. On board were six people: a young girl seeking critical medical care at Shriners Children's Hospital, her mother, the pilot, co-pilot, a doctor, and a paramedic. Tragically, all six perished in the crash the NTSB is investigating, with preliminary reports indicating the plane disappeared from radar shortly before impact, less than 3 miles from the airport. Now, we turn to Washington, D.C., where another devastating aviation accident occurred on Wednesday evening. A mid-air collision above the Potomac River near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport claimed the lives of all 67 people aboard two aircraft American Airlines Flight 5342, a regional jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew members from Wichita, Kansas, collided with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter carrying three soldiers. The collision happened around 8:47 p.m. Eastern Time as the American Airlines flight was approaching Reagan National. A live stream camera captured the moment of impact, a stark and heartbreaking image. Both aircraft crashed into the Potomac. There were no survivors. Recovery operations are ongoing, and all black boxes from both the plane and the helicopter have been recovered by the NTSB, who are now leading the investigation. Among those on board the American Airlines flight were reportedly members of the U.S. figure skating community. Two separate tragedies, two separate investigations. These crashes serve as a painful reminder of the fragility of life and the importance of aviation safety. As the NTSB works to determine the causes of these accidents, our thoughts are with the families and loved ones of all those lost.